Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. I have a great guest today. I love talking North Louisiana football. And not only that, I love talking about North Louisiana high schools, coaches, and people that have been in it for a long time and longer than me. I've been in it since 91, but I've got a guest tonight that, man, coach has been with a long time. And I want to introduce our coach tonight, Mike Green. And just so people don't get confused, there's a Mike Green that coached at Mansfield, but this is Mike Green that's Lola Prep, current football coach, former Fair Park head coach, long-time coach. Appreciate you being on, Mike.
Hey, thanks, Lee. I guess that's good. It means I'm just old as heck is what it means. I always enjoy talking to you, Lee. Thank you.
Appreciate you being on, and I remember going by even Airline High School where you were head coach for a while.
Yes, talking
to you there, and to go back in the time warp, coach, go back in that time machine. Remember meeting you way back in the early 90s and when you were at Fair Park and any reminiscent of those times? I mean, you were there when Stromile Swift was helping you coach and
You know what? Those were, and I still, it's funny. One of my quarterbacks called me yesterday, and it was so much fun because they were so hungry to win at that time because they had had a little lull. And Stromile was one of the first ones that I met. I'm out there the first day meeting with it, and this 7-foot guy comes walking out like, he comes up and he said, "Coach, I'm Stromile Swift." I said, "Do you not think I know who you are?" And he said, "I want to thank you for coming and working with these guys." And they were all supportive. Morris Claiborne, Ronnie Prude, it was a fun, fun time there. I had some really good coaches and, it was an exciting time, and there were some athletes. Robert Rochelle is playing with the Rams. Started with me over there as he came in as a track guy and started loving football. And so there were some really good kids.
Yeah, I was. You named three guys that played at LSU. Stromile, for the youngsters listening, for those that are under 40. Stromile was an LSU great, 6'10", 7 foot in length, like Coach said. Mo Claiborne, as you remember, was a quarterback at Fair Park. People forget that. Not just a DB. He went to LSU and won the Thorpe Award. And then you had you're talking about Ronnie Prude, who was a great DB at LSU from Fair Park, and several others during that time. Reginald Robinson, I remember playing at LSU, was a great one.
And those guys worked out there. They'd all come back and work out in the weight room during the summer, and it was just a fun, great role models for those kids.
Tell me if I'm wrong, Coach. The old days, I know Fair Park had a bunch of greats in the back in the day. Well, Wendell Davis, wasn't he a Fair Park grad?
Yes, was a Fair Park grad. Yes, sure was.
One of the greatest.
He played.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was crazy how so many kids, between there and Honey. Well, there's just in this area in the past, there has been some really good players come out, and it's interesting how just this little small area up here, well, all of Louisiana too, but we've held our own with some of those, teams down south with some pro athletes and some good players.
Mike Green is with us, the head coach at Lola Prep. We're going to talk about how Lola Prep wasn't always called Lola Prep. It was called Jesuit back in the old days. Now it's Lola Prep. We'll talk about that. Also, some famous alumni. When we come back, I'll mention I'll go ahead and go to one coach before we take a break. Somebody that people don't realize went to Lola Prep. Back then, Jesuit, Jim Wells, former head baseball coach at Alabama. We'll talk about that, how he coached you in baseball, you told me.
Oh, yeah. He came in, and my senior year, he came in. He coached football also, but I tell everybody, you don't play for Coach Wells unless you love it. There were 13 guys on the team because we had one day off. He gave us Easter off. He broke down and gave us Easter Sunday off. From January 1st, we had one day off, and that was Easter. And these guys, we ended up playing Minden in the state championship that year. And, of course, they had, Kenny Whitfield, Randy Ray, Oller, all those guys went in the first three rounds of the draft. They had, even Wells tells me, that was one of the best high school teams he even saw from recruiting at Alabama and all. They were unbelievable. But yeah, Wells came in and we ended up going to the state championship and with just a bunch of guys that just liked playing baseball. So yeah, he was something else, and you knew he was going to be very successful. He didn't play baseball at Jesuit. He was a football player, but just loved baseball.
That's crazy.
And became a baseball coach. Yes.
Coach, we're going to take a break, man. When we come back, I'll keep throwing out some famous grads from Lola Prep, and we'll have more Coach Mike Green, veteran coach from Lola Prep High School, Shreveport, been all over and been coaching for a long time. One of my favorite coaches in North Louisiana. We'll be right back. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Our guest today is Mike Green, the head coach at Lola Prep High School in Shreveport, Louisiana. I want to give a shout-out to one of my sponsors. If it wasn't for one of my sponsors, I wouldn't have a show. John Harvey Toyota, speaking of Bossier City and Shreveport, looking for a used car. Harvey Otto's has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids. Certified pre-owned with the warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota. Harvey Subaru or Lexus or Shreveport, Bossier City, give them a call. Tell them Lee sent you. And, Coach, your phone, you dropping your phone?
yeah, I did. My charger came out here.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Coach's phone was ratty-tat-tat, what was going on there. But, Mike, going back to Lola Shreveport, you're the head football coach now. Talk about, it's had a lot of history. John Austin went there, who played at Stanford. John was a linebacker at Lola Prep, was probably the most famous football player to play in the NFL from there. But there was also Tony Sordisco, who was an All-American at Tulane, probably had the longest NFL career. The most famous was the late Tony, who went to Tulane and was an All-American.
Yes, I'll give you a couple. John Austin, I was there when he came. Before I left for airline, I was there for 2 years with him, and he had never played football. He moved from Bastrop. His dad got transferred, shows up one day in the weight room during the summer, and he said, "Coach, I'm a basketball guy, but I think I'm going to try football this year." Good-looking kid. I said, "Sure." Didn't know anything about football. Came out, and it's just one of those. It's funny that, a lot of the guys that I've coached that have made the pros started in the ninth grade. It's crazy. Just like Robert Rochelle, and Austin comes in there and God, he ended up having a great career. Smart kid. You go to Stanford, you've got to be pretty dang smart to end up there. And, but Sordisco, he taught me there when I was at Jesuit. He went and played pro ball, came back and coached at Jesuit Loyola. And I'll never forget, he taught me psychology, and we would have to watch his pro films in class. On Fridays, we had to watch Sordisco, and he had these old black and whites, these old NFL films. And we would sit there, and you're talking about, he was hilarious, but he would tell us and go through each play. It's all boys then, so. Yeah. You have 25 guys, and we're just eating that up. And as he's showing us against all these great himself against all these great players, and it was, you better like football at that time. You know, that's just what that's what everyone did. So, that was some good two good guys that came out of there.
And most famous from Lola Prep grad winning some good hardware is Art Carmody, kicker, won the Groves Award in 2006.
Oh yes. And great, you know, he does our sideline for we do at our home games. They televise it on a YouTube deal, and he is the sideline guy for our. So he's still around here, lives in, and works with some of our kickers, and just I guess when you have an all boys school or some of those, you know, smaller schools. These guys, they become a part of it. Even though they graduate and go off, they still come around, and that's what makes it special, and that's what's fun about it. Wells comes back and sees us. You know, all these guys, they stay a part of it, and that's good. It's fun. It's you're part of something, and that's what we love about it.
We're going to take a break. We got Coach Mike Green with us from Lola Prep. We'll be talking about his team later in the show, and we'll be right back. Gros Savant Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savant Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357 and have the time of your life. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen, your host. Our guest is Mike Green, the head coach at Lola Prep. I want to thank another sponsor of ours, Medine's Collision Center here in Baton Rouge on Kincaid Avenue, 5275. Give them a call if you need any body work. You know, it's that time of year with, you know, hurricanes and rain, and there's a lot of people unfortunately getting in wrecks, but the number to call is 225-357-7983. Give them a call. They'll take care of you. They'll get right back to you. Medine's Collision Center in Baton Rouge. Chris and Dominica Medine and their son Jesse Medine, they're all sports people and love high school football coach and college sports in Louisiana. Another famous graduate of Lola Prep is Billy Thomas, former New Jersey Nets professional basketball player.
Yes, Billy comes back to games. He was, and it's funny, Billy was a quarterback for us. Billy came out and played football, and it was funny. Roy Williams comes before his junior year, Roy Williams basketball season. Roy comes down, is in our gym, and we call Billy comes and he said, "Coach, I just don't know if I, you know, need to stay with football now." I said, "No, and Roy Williams is in the gym about to, you know, sign you here. No, I think maybe football, you need to concentrate on basketball." And, it was funny. And Billy's still around. Billy has kids. He coaches. And I believe it's in Kansas right now, right outside of where the college is, and he has some kids, and Billy was there. I was coaching the whole time he was there. I even had him come out. At the time I was coaching baseball too, I had him come out and try to pitch some. His hands were so big that the ball looked like a pea in his hands. Wow. But Billy, it was funny. He's a good kid, and has done very well for himself.
A lot of great people come out of Lola Prep professionally, athletically. Coach, talk about Lola Prep. I mean, you were that airline a long time, did a good job there, great job at Fair Park. And what was it like to come back to Lola Prep and be the head guy later on in your life?
Well, you know what? When I started, I got out of college, and Coach Renata was there, and he called and said, "Listen, we need a baseball coach. Here I am, 21 years old, just leaving. I played baseball at Centenary, and so I go and I'm the head baseball coach. I stay there 10 years, 11 years, and then airline. I go to airline, and so I'm there, and then I go to Fair Park, and it's, you know, and any coach will tell you, going back and coaching where you went to school, there's a little something special about it. And you know so many people. Even this year coming in, and I'd set out 3 years and was assistant principal. And we just had a coach that had to go back home in Wisconsin, Coach Mallion. His father-in-law got sick, and they had to move back in August. And Mr. LeBlanc said, hey, could you come out and, you know, help us this year, just kind of, you know, kind of keep it going. And I said, well, you didn't realize, even my wife says, you know, you're so much nicer when you're coaching football, believe it or not. And, you know, it's all my kids and everybody's just been raised on Friday nights. That's where you are. And I didn't realize we'd gotten away from it, but it's nice. They show back up at the games, and I have a daughter that lives in New York, and they watch it. They watch all our home games. They get together up there and watch, you know, so they're watching the games live. And it's just, there's always something special about going back to a place you grew up and, you know, that's where you played and yeah. Everyone, you know, it's fun. I love it.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to hear more from Coach Mike Green. Still going to talk about his team. And also the district in Shreveport. Man, there's some talent in Shreveport and Bossier City now.
Yes,
across the
yes,
board.
There is.
Tons of talent now. And it's spread out now yeah. All over. Used to be five schools. Now everybody's got talent.
And that's right.
Coach, we'll be right back. We'll be back with more of Coach Mike Green. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. Appreciate you joining us. And if anybody's hearing us in Shreveport, Bossier, glad to have Coach Green on from Lola Prep High School. I want to thank another advertiser of ours, Gage. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom-tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage. Also, they sell generators, the kind that go to your house. I just got one, Coach, because I'm tired of sweating.
Oh, yeah.
I think I told you that the other day. My power's yeah. went out like 13 times in 5 years. I decided I'm not going to buy a new car. I bought a generator.
That's a smart man right there, Lee. Smart man.
Hey, the car.
And before
will be,
long, that yeah. generator will run your car, so
that's
you'll
right.
be fine.
That's right. And the car will be outside, and I'll have air. So, yeah, this time. But we got Coach Green back with us from Lola Prep, and I want to go ahead and start talking about the team. I know Coach coached that last year at Lola, coming back year two. And last year had a good year, man. First round, y'all won a first round game, which is always good to do. And then y'all finished 8-3.
Yeah.
Second mm-hmm. round, moving down from class 3A to 2A, which is, I think, going to be help you a lot. What do you think about that?
Well, we're excited about it. You know, we Vanderbilt Catholic, they beat us. Oh, they returned to kickoff. They beat us. I think it was 35-28 or in the second round. And, you know, these are 4A schools. We were sitting there playing schools that were over double our size in that division. The St. Thomas Moores, all these people. Well, you know, we have 380 kids, and that's hard. You know you're going to get in the playoffs, and if you get a win, and then you're going to be fighting people that it's just an uphill battle. We feel like now we at least – are playing teams our size, schools our size, and we're excited about it. Now, that doesn't mean it's any less. It's just there's got great teams, but it just they won't be able to run, 11 offense, 11 guys on defense, 11 different ones on special teams, and we feel like we'll be a little more competitive during the playoffs in this league.
And you know, like all high school teams, you always got to have to replace a quarterback. And it's not like LSU where they got three quarterbacks sitting around, 6'4",
Yes.
I mean, you have to, like, look on the bench and say, okay, you played DB last year. Can you play a little quarterback?
Exactly. And we have Cooper DeFatta, who has played quarterback, but he's – He was an all-district linebacker. We moved him to linebacker last year, had a great, unbelievable year at linebacker. In fact, it's killing us, believe it or not, to take him off that defense to put him at quarterback, and I'm sure he will play some defense. But it's, you know, we had Jacob Lafitte and Trey Taylor last year, and we looked at it. They had 98% of our points.
Wow.
And because Jacob was our field goal kicker too.
And then you take Cooper off defense, he had 104 tackles for you.
Exactly. So even though we have 17 seniors, it's the most seniors we've had in a long time. We're excited about that. We still, our question mark is, you know, scoring points. We're going to have to, you know, Lafitte would just run around back there, and next thing you know, he's gone. And, yeah, you know, any play he could go. And Cooper throws well. Cooper runs well. He's a tough kid. It's just he hadn't been in there yet. It took Lafitte 3 years to get to that point where he was, you know, good. And it's not like Cooper hadn't played it, but it's just different in that varsity. So we've got to find some speed, you know, at some receiver and, you know, running back. So
Coach, we're excited.
We're
going to come back talk more about the team, but I want to mention this.
Okay.
Coach not only lost his quarterback, but an all-state kicker in Lafitte. So he lost two starters that were all district on one guy. So we're going to be right back with more of Louisiana Sports, the podcast. Sports podcast with Lee Brekeen. We'll be back with Coach Mike Green of Lola Prep in Shreveport. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medine's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. I wanted to thank another sponsor of ours, Treads and Care Tire Company, Devin Holly, on Hooper Road in Baton Rouge and Park Place Drive. Give them a call, 331-8144. I'll tell you what, if you need a tire, they have any tire you need, all your tire needs, pickup and delivery. I love that too, man, when they pick you up and bring you there and bring you back if you can't drive, because I've been there before, like a lot of listeners.
Man,
Coach, I'm going to tell you what, when you don't have wheels and you don't have a cell phone and you don't have air, those are three things that you don't realize how much you appreciate that. You know,
that's it. And it makes you cranky when you don't have those things. It makes you, you get kind of aggravated. Yeah.
Right. And so go to those guys and let them help you out, get you back and going and get you some air in your vehicle too. So,
yes.
Speaking of famous graduates, Coach, go back to the graduate page here. Last editor-in-chief of the Shreveport Journal, I'm doing a little writing for them, Carl Liberto in 1967. Graduate from Lola Prep.
Yes. He was before my time, but I know him. He was around. Yes, very much so. John James Marshall, who wrote for the Journal, and he teaches a media class. So, there's that little Teddy Allen, all those guys. There's, that's a little fraternity too. And, he's a graduate of Jesuit. Sure is.
Barry Irwin, 1975, President CEO of Council for a Better Louisiana, and also CEO of Robert Half International, Max Messmer, 1963 graduate. So
that's who our stadium's named after.
Yeah, I have to
Messmer
throw that out.
Stadium. Yes, sure is.
Coach, we got Coach Mike Green with us, Lola Prep head coach. Coach, speaking of Cooper, the fat at quarterback, he's going to be your guy. And I know that, you know, bringing him over from defense, he can throw it and run it. And then you got Grayson Hutchins, who had 50 tackles for you last year. Your DB had a couple of picks. Kate O'Neill, slimmed down, 3 years starter for you, offensive line. And here's the deal. You told me Cade wants to be a priest one day.
Yeah, well, that's what he's talking about. Yes, he sure is. I said, for 2 hours on Friday nights, let's kind of go to the other side, and you can ask forgiveness, at 10 o'clock on Friday night.
Right.
I said, let's be a little ugly for 2 hours. And then, we can, that's it. Yes, good kids, good kids.
And then you got Andrew DeFatta, offensive guard, D-tackle for you, cousins with Cooper DeFatta. John Carmody, another Carmody, he's a receiver for you, late bloomer, 6'3", 6'2". Got some talent, going to be able to show off for you this year, show what he's got. And Colin Lorette, another good player, cornerback for you, 12 losses and 45 tackles last year. Reagan Coyle, going to play everywhere for you this year.
Yes.
65 tackles, receiver, DB, linebacker for you. Junior Jude Gayton, talent receiver, linebacker for you. Only going to be a junior. Chandler Carnahan, Trace Wall, Nick Haynes, sleeper tight end. Alex Horton, offensive line. Jake Cole, OD line. I'm mentioning this because everybody plays OD line. Carter Doyle, John Ebert, and Jack Ebert. So a lot of brothers and cousins on the team, Coach.
Oh yeah, and it's funny, and it's getting to where I've coached some of their dads. That's what's really crazy when a kid comes in and say, "Hey, are you kin to this guy? He played for." Well, that's my dad. Oh my God, it's funny, and they get, "Coach, my dad told me these stories and these." I said, "Don't listen to your dad. That didn't happen." I said, but it that makes it fun. There's you know, when you've been somewhere long, you do that, and you know their families. It makes it easier to coach because if you've coached their dad, they know, you know, what you're trying to do, and it really does. That's why I've been very fortunate, because, you know, these dads know that, you know, I'm going to work them hard, and we're going to try to make men out of them, but they understand what we're doing. So it's really been nice. They've been very supportive. It's a small little group that just keeps coming through there.
Coach, we're going to take a break, come back one more segment, have our finale, and get your thoughts on LSU and Tech and what you think of college ball. And if you watch any pro ball or anything you want to talk about outside of Lola Prep, we're going to talk about it. We'll be right back with more with Coach Mike Green, Lola Prep High School in Shreveport, Louisiana. We'll be right back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Trezen Care Tire Company, located in Central. Call 331-8144. Family owned and operated. It's 1971. That's 331-8144. Welcome back. I want to thank our last sponsor, a great sponsor, Gros Savon. Coach, if you like to fish or you like to hunt like most of us, True Sportsman's Paradise, Gros Savon around Lake Charles, give them a call. Book a trip. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. They have echo tours, fishing, hunting, freshwater, saltwater. And look, I've stayed here, Coach, and there's not a better lodge. They got chefs for you the night before, the morning of, cook you breakfast and cook you a five-course meal. Got chefs, and tell them what you want to eat. And you can catch 100 bass in 5 hours. I did that day.
Oh, my God. I might not go back to work.
You might not go back home.
No. I might just, can I stay here?
Can I be a guide helper?
That's it.
But Gros Savon, great people. Actually, the owner is a football fan, a big LSU guy, and loves football, high school ball. His son played at U-High last year. And they have several guides for football. For fishing and hunting. They even have alligator hunting, just like those shows you watch on TV.
Oh my gosh!
Book a trip there with your son or your family or a client. 337-598-2357. It reminds me, I need to go back because I need to take off of work soon. Fishing. Tell me if I'm wrong, Coach, but there's nothing like getting in a boat and just getting away from everybody and hearing crickets and minnows and everything else.
I've been writing the number down each time you say it. I've been writing the number down on that piece of paper. Oh, there's nothing. I'm sitting here going, oh my gosh, do I want to get started with all this football or go down and hang out down there?
Give me a trip going, yeah.
Yes, heck yeah.
So, Mike, our last segment, I want to mention that Mike Green started coaching in 1987. And, Coach, I graduated in 89, but I got in at 91. But you've been in it since 87. Coach, what have you seen change? Obviously, the kids are a little different overall as far as the rosters. I don't think the rosters are as big because kids play every sport now and some just specialize. But I would like I'd like to see kids continue to play football if they play baseball and basketball or track. But unfortunately, that's not the case now with a lot of kids like when we grew up. But there's still a lot of talent out there on teams. And but what do you think? Because talent was always there in the 70s and 80s too.
Oh, yes. And I'm going to tell you, and I spent a lot of time thinking about it. And I do. I think these high school kids today have so much thrown at them. You know, sometimes ignorance is bliss, and you're just happy playing and all. But these kids nowadays, so many of them start playing for thinking about college. Oh, I want to go to college. I got to get my signing day. I got which is fine to a point.
Right.
But I tell my guys, play to make friends that you'll know forever, or to have fun, and then all that'll work out. If you're good enough, you don't have to go out and beg people and to play to have a great time. Play it all. If you like to compete, if somebody throws a checkerboard out there, you're going to want to, all right, I want to try to beat you in checkers.
Yeah.
You know, every, whatever, play them all. I ran into Scott Jarrell's, like 2 days ago at CBS. He lives here, retired pitcher for the Giants. Good guy. And we were just talking about the same thing. Kids have cell phones and there's so much going on that they don't have time. You know, they want to run to their phone and check it and see what everybody's doing. It's not, and that's the thing is, and I tell everybody this, kids are all the same. Parents have gotten involved so much more and wanting to, you know, hire trainers and hire this guy and that guy, which I'm not saying that's not good, but parents are even thinking, oh, we got to go. We got to try to play college. We got to try to play college when, such a small percentage. Go out there, have the best time of your life, play as hard as you can, and if you're one of those that need to go to go, they'll get you, they'll find you, and they'll come get you. And that's one, that and competing. And I think this portal and all that has added to, no one wants to compete for a job anymore. If I'm a college coach and I'm out recruiting someone, and then they come in and they just are looking for a position where, okay, they don't have a quarterback over here. I'm gonna transfer here. What happened to competing? Because sooner you can run from competition, but sooner or later you're going to line up in football and you're going to have to compete with somebody. And there's no hiding from that.
And let me,
you know what I'm saying?
And then let me mention this. You know this, and I'm going to speak for all the adults out there. When you get a job out of college, they don't give you the top pay of a 30-year veteran. You have to work your way up. And if you work your way up in high school sports, you can understand what it's going to be like to work your way up with a job. And so it's the same thing. And when you get hired by a company, you start at the bottom. And and you can't quit at the bottom because you don't know enough. You know, you got to work your way up. And
you go start at another business at the bottom. Oh, I don't like it. You'll just stay at the bottom from now on if you don't go somewhere and work. You're right. And it's, I try to tell these kids that, but I don't know. It's almost like competition in society is not cool anymore. I'd rather give you half a trophy and me half a trophy and everybody be happy instead of trying to be as good as you can be. And it's interesting. That's I guess the main thing is there used to be, you would want to compete with somebody. Hey, afterwards you can be their best friend. But for that time you're competing, you're wanting to prove yourself. And it's almost like that's taboo nowadays in everything, you know.
I want to mention when I played in 1985, 86, 87, 88 in high school, I remember my dad was a youth league coach, and he looked at me and said, son, play with pride for your family and your school.
There you go.
And everything else will take care of itself. And we'll talk about the future after that. But just play for your school. Play for your friends.
There you go.
Kudos to everyone out there that's doing that still and all the parents that understand that.
That's right. You know? That's right.
But, Coach, thank you for being with us today, man. I really
appreciate it. Oh, I love talking. I love any time, Lee, and Cole, I love visiting with you, and thank you for all you do. And I mean that. You have these kids and people read the magazines. They listen to you. We really appreciate it.
And I hope we're doing okay with the journal, writing for them with the
Journal
newspaper. And we're doing articles on kids, trying to help some sleepers, you know, some guys.
Yes, you do. Every morning I look at it. Yes, you do. Yes, it's very good.
And I want to let the parents know, the parents that read everything, is that so we have our preview magazine, Coach, ready in about 3 weeks. It goes to the printer next week. It's our 26 years
already,
and
Lee?
It's going to be every school.
Oh, my God.
And we do a North Louisiana and a South Louisiana. We do two. And you can go on our website and order the magazine. And the website's LAFootballMagazine.com. If you're a parent listening, all the kids we mentioned will be in the magazine. Also, all the schools in the area of Shreveport-Bossier and beyond, going all the way to Natchitoches, and all the cities in the state will be covered. All 300 schools, coaches.
That's great. That's great.
But, Coach, don't go anywhere. I want to thank Mike Green again, and we'll see you on Wednesday. This show will actually air on Monday, but we'll see everybody on Wednesday. Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.